I am Christy Ballard Fellaini. I am a certified life coach who found herself at 42, freshly divorced, kids off to college, and having never dated in my adult life. I was starting in the middle. If you haven't yet hit start on your middle time in life, let's do it together. Let the journey begin. Hello, hello, my friends. I hope that you are having an amazing day, and I hope that this podcast finds you well, because I want you to know that I continuously think about you. I continuously have you in mind as I am going through my day and as I am creating new things within my coaching practice. And I do consider you to be a friend. And what I know about us midlife women is that our friendships are oh so important. It is so important for women of any age to connect and really find strong bonds with other women. We were not meant to do life alone. Now, I know what happens is that as we start raising our families, we start to pull away from the friendships that we had or that we do have. We are in the process of nurturing our families. We are raising our children. We are nurturing our spousal relationships. And sometimes what happens is that our female relationships kind of take a back burner. But once we hit midlife and the kids are starting to go off onto their own and doing their own things, and we are left with just the relationship of our spouse, this is the perfect time to start picking back up those female relationships, to start nurturing meaningful and positive relationships with other women. Now, some of you may have been able to make this a balance the entire time, and I think that that is so amazing. But also at the same time, if it was a struggle for you to keep up all of those relationships as you were raising and nurturing your family, I want you to know that you are not alone. And so now is the perfect time to start creating new bonds with like-minded women, with women who have the same interests that you have. And I know that you will find, once you start getting into conversations with other women, you're going to discover that you really do have so many things in common. So one of the things that I often hear from my clients is that they struggle to find and to create those friendships. And so this is exactly what I want to talk to you about today, because I've been doing some research on worry and anxiety. And I came across a book, and it is such a short read, and it has so many amazing practices inside of it. But one of the things, first, let me tell you the title of the book. It's called Conquer Worry and Anxiety, and it was written by Daniel G. Amen. Not sure how he pronounces that, but I have come across several different things that he has written, and I have researched his clinics in California and in several other large states. But the biggest thing that you need to know is that he is a doctor that focuses on the brain. And the thing that I want to share with you today is that he emphasizes in one of the chapters how the most important way that we can conquer anxiety and worry is by optimizing the physical function of your brain. That is the best way for you to create long-term health effects to your brain by optimizing the physical function of your brain. And part of that are the relationships that you are in. Part of that is continuing to create and nurture valuable relationships, not only with your partners, your spouse, not only with your adult children, but also with other women. And I am so passionate about creating new relationships. This is exactly how my Empowering Women's Coffee and Connection group got started. And within that, I additionally created a Facebook page so that we can continue to stay connected, that we can continue to nurture the relationships that we are creating there. And I tell you, I am so amazed every month, because every single month when I host this live and in-person group, there are so many new faces that join us. So if you are local in Corpus Christi, Texas, please reach out to me if you are interested in attending this live event. It's called Empowering Women's Coffee and Connections. It is the second Wednesday of every month, where we are coming together and really learning how to take care of ourselves as women, but also learning how to make meaningful connections. I know that not everyone who listens to this podcast lives in Corpus Christi, Texas, or is able to come every second Wednesday of the month. And so what I want to give to you is a list of 10 different ways of finding and making new friends, okay? Because I know how lonely it can be when you feel like you don't have those connections. So I want to utilize this podcast to give you 10 easy ideas of things that you can do to go out and create those new friendships. All right. So number one, join a hobby or interest group. So if you are someone who says, well, I really don't have any hobbies, well, then what I want you to do is I want you to sit down and I want you to make a list of things that you like, things that you enjoy doing, and then find a group that does those things locally. Find a group. Connection doesn't have to be face-to-face either. So you can join a group on Facebook where you have interactions with other women who have those same purposes. I know here in Corpus Christi, there are several different interest groups that are centered specifically around women and creating relationships. So join a hobby or interest group. Number two, attend meetup events. So just like my Coffee and Connections group, find those meetup events. Number three, volunteer. Volunteer at church. Volunteer at the local food bank. Think about what it is that would interest you, where you might be able to go offer services as a volunteer. And get to know the other volunteers that are there. Number four, take a class or a workshop. So if you are someone who kind of stumbled on number one of find an interest group or what's your hobby, find something new by taking a class or a workshop and really get excited and engage with the other people that are in the workshop as well. Number five, Join online communities. Like I said, you can join a community that doesn't necessarily have to be where you live, but joining these online communities is going to give you an opportunity to connect with like-minded people, people who have the same interests that you do, may inspire you to come up with and create new interests, but join an online group and engage in the discussions, share your experiences, and you are going to make connections. Number six, attend networking events. Networking events are not just for entrepreneurs or people who own a business. Networking events are for anyone who just wants to get to know other people. So again, Facebook is a great place to start looking for those different networking events. Number seven, reach out and connect with old friends. I am sure that there are friends that you have not connected to or talked to in quite a while. So reach out to them. Send them a quick little text message saying, "Hey, I've been thinking about you. How are you doing?" Or, "Hey, I know we haven't talked in a while. Would you be up for a cup of coffee?" So reach out and connect with old friends. Number eight. Attend local events and gatherings. So get on that Facebook page and click on the events tab and find local events within your community. Another great place, if you are not a Facebooker or an Instagram person, go to your local coffee shops. Look for their bulletin boards. People are always posting on the bulletin boards different activities and different local events, and then go and meet new people and strike up conversations. Number nine, exercise groups or classes at the gym are amazing ways of connecting with other women. You already have something in common when you walk through the door. You're both interested in wanting to be fit. And who knows where that relationship could go from there. So try a new exercise group or a new exercise class. Even join a gym, a yoga studio, or any type of exercise that you might find appealing. Exercising together provides an opportunity to bond over your shared goals and experiences. And number 10, attend support groups. There are so many different types of support groups that are out there, so all you really have to do is search them out and find them. If you're going through a specific life transition or facing challenges, consider joining a support group. You'll meet people who will understand what it is that you're going through and also be able to offer you that friendship and support. So, 10 different ideas of how to connect with other women. And I promise you, I have done all 10 of these. And through these, I have created so many amazing friendships. And the cool thing about it is that the friendships that have really stuck and have been super meaningful in my life are teaching me how to be a better friend. And so I encourage you, write down these 10 steps. Think of three that you feel are totally doable. Think of three that you would really like to try within the next 30 days and get out there and do it. Now, as I'm going through this list, I am sure that there are a few of you out there who are just feeling some sort of feeling in your body, some sort of resistance that's popping up. Something in your brain is telling you, yes, I want to make these meaningful connections, but maybe some fear is coming up that is keeping you from really diving into at least three of these things. I totally understand that. Meeting new people can sometimes be scary. There are times where we feel in our body that, yes, we want to make those meaningful connections, but sometimes it is scary. And so I want to help you with this because I know how powerful it is for the functioning of our brain to create the nurturing, meaningful, positive relationships with other women. And so I want to help you to do that. So I encourage you to please reach out to me at ChristyFellaneyCoaching.com. Or shoot me an email at Christy, K-R-I-S-T-I, at ChristyFellaneyCoaching.com. And let's get on a free Discover You chat. Let's discover together where that resistance, where that fear is coming from. And together, I will give you some actionable tools to help overcome that fear so that you can create the amazing friendships that you want in your life. You guys, I hope that this episode has sparked an interest for you in going out and creating new relationships, because the bonds that we create with other like-minded women is like no other bond. And we as women were not meant to do life alone. We were meant to do life in community. So I hope that you will go out and you will try at least three of these things. Also, if you know someone who is struggling to make those meaningful connections, please share this episode with them. I went to a networking meeting not too long ago, and I talked to several different ladies in this new community that I joined. And the feedback that I always get when I tell someone new what I do, they always say, "Oh my gosh, my mom needs you. My sister needs you." And so I encourage you, if that is you, please share this episode with them. You guys have an amazing week. Go out and have some fun creating new friendships and connect with me on social media because I want to be your friend too. You guys take care and I'll talk to you soon. Is your life coach? I would love the opportunity to work with you as you are rediscovering the woman you were meant to be. Visit ChristyBallardFellaney.com for more information on how we can work together to ignite that passionate, enthusiastic woman who may have been tucked away for some time. Let's start in the middle together.